This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Let's go.
Right, Ashling, will you apologise to all the podcast listeners, please?
Me?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Because it hasn't been uploaded.
Yeah, okay. So Friday wasn't my fault because we all agreed we weren't going to upload the Harvey Norman show because we just left Harvey Norman and went home and got straight into bed. But on Thursday...
By the way, can I just say thank you so much for not taking my offer to drive you home?
Yeah, Dave kept offering to drive me home. I was like, Dave, I can get a taxi on work.
Yeah.
He's like, it's okay. And I was like, I can't tell if you're being polite or you want company.
No, it's just, but it was, no, I didn't want company, but I was just like, no, I've no problem. Like, and I would have done it.
Yeah.
But
when I heard your offering and I was like, that's so out of his way. Going
when I got home, I was like,
nothing. Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
Like,
what
collapsed
time did you
for 3 hours.
Oh, I was home by half ten.
I was home at 10:17 a.m.
Nice.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That's the best ever.
I was eating my breakfast by 10:30 at home. It was amazing.
I remember when we did the show from IKEA a few years back. And
because you live so close, you were probably...
Yeah, yeah. But well, I actually stayed later because we had the breakfast in IKEA and then I did a bit of shop. So I didn't get home until about midday. But I remember collapsing after that
as well.
I
was exhausted.
Because it's
on Friday.
It's not a normal show.
No.
I didn't get a chance to do any of that. I had to run around and pack and go to the airport. I honestly got on that plane and before we took off, I was asleep.
That's
like
so.
As soon as I got on the plane, I was,
yeah,
like,
I was wrecked.
I'm not even waiting for anything. I was like,
yeah, gone.
Anyway, and Thursday, it actually was my responsibility to put up the podcast and I forgot. Sorry.
After we worked on it and everything, Dave. So
I know it's ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. We'll throw it up today.
It's
funny,
today.
Emma never forgets to upload it.
That's because it's her job.
All right, producer Callum, you're back from your holidays.
Yes.
There's some dirty stories you can't tell us on air. What's going on?
It's a story that will absolutely disgust you. And it's one of those ones that if I told on the radio at any time in the morning, it would make people unwell.
Turn off, yeah.
So I will take you back. I've just come back from 2 weeks in Disney World in Florida. And there's a lot of eating establishments in Disney World. And we were very lucky for when we booked the holiday that we got like a promo card to spend whilst we were there. So we weren't spending any of our own money. It was all preloaded with money that you could spend in Disney.
But so it was all part of the package.
Part of the package, yeah. It wasn't like
how much?
Gifted. It was $1,600.
Jesus.
So it was really good promo deal.
Pay for it?
Like, technically, you've paid for it.
Technically, you have, and you deduct it off the holiday. Because when I was paying for the holiday, I was like, well, I'm not taking any spending money.
Yeah, that's good.
I booked the holiday last year, so now they do a deal where when you book it, they do something called the dining plan, where you get allocated a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner every day.
But, right.
Can I ask you a question? Sorry. Yeah. Was the $1,600 all you spent across the 2 weeks, or was your breakfast and dinner all separate to that and included?
No, that was what we spent. The food wasn't included. No food was included.
Jeez, so $1,600 got... Both of you through
yeah.
2 weeks?
Plus a gift.
With no food.
Including, like, they spent food with that.
Oh, right. So you did get food with that.
So 800 each.
No,
two
yeah. It was like just like 1600 was just money and that covered all their food and all their yeah. presents.
Yeah. There was no dining plan. It wasn't like all inclusive where you rock up to
my
a restaurant.
It's only that it's not as expensive as I thought. Like 2 weeks there, no, the Disney, 800 quid.
The Disney stuff actually was very affordable, which I was really surprised about. But on a couple of nights, we splurged and was like, we'll go to one of the chain restaurants. Yeah. There's something that will be a little more expensive than the quick service. So a little bit fancier than like a hot dog and whatever.
Like a Hard Rock Cafe
yeah,
type thing.
Exactly. And we went to this place called the Rainforest Cafe. Don't know if you've ever heard
I've
of them.
Heard of it, yeah.
They're big in America and it's themed like a rainforest.
I've been.
There's like animatronic monkeys inside and every half an hour the rainforest goes off and there's a bit of thunder and lightning.
Cool.
It's very fun. It's a cool experience. But it's mainly American fare. So it's burgers and ribs and all that kind of mumbo jumbo. So me and Jess had a meal that was like service was substandard, wasn't great. Still had to give them a tip because it's America and they don't pay their servers. And at the end of the meal in, again, America, the restaurant had a gift shop. So Jess went to the gift shop in the restaurant and then I went to the bathroom. And I just finished in the bathroom, washed my hands and turned, just finished using the hand dryer, turned to leave the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, a man burst through the bathroom door, ran in, projectiled across the sinks, the mirrors, the hand dryer.
Oh, Christ.
And I was this close. I was like a centimetre away from him.
Getting sprayed.
And I didn't get anything on me, but I was paranoid. And honestly, I have not seen anything. It went everywhere.
What colour was it?
It was white with chunks. But it would this studio, we're in quite a big studio. I wouldn't know.
In meters, how wide was the spray?
It covered the entire sink area, and I would say that there was about 9 sinks.
Oh my God.
Oh,
he just literally.
Poor man, I wonder what he'd eaten.
You know, I'm trying to hark it back, and this may be a bit obscure, but there was a sitcom, a comedy show in the early 2000s called Little Britain.
Yeah.
And there was a sketch where this woman just throws up all the time. Yeah, yeah. It was literally that. It just went forever.
Wow.
Not a good review of the restaurant you were eating at.
How does that happen, though? Is it an allergy? Is it like you accidentally eat a peanut and your body's like, fuck?
Yeah, were
but
you
there
sick?
There was clearly, he definitely needed to throw up because he ran in.
Yeah.
No, and
oh, he was probably absolutely mortified. So embarrassing.
Were you like, did you stay or run out?
I was going to get sick if I stayed any longer. Yeah. One from the smell, two from seeing it. And I just walked out and there was one of the servers around and I was like, don't go in there, but you need to go in there. And then I just left. And then I asked,
does that make you think that they thought it was your fault? They were like, by the way, don't go in there for a while. as you leave.
Like, oh, see ya.
I dropped the bomb.
Filthy man.
But I just found Jess, and Jess looked at me and was like, it looks like you've seen a ghost. And I was like, I basically have.
Oh my God.
You've seen a man's entire insides.
You probably got a fright as well, thinking, geez, we've just eaten here. Is this all ahead of us?
Yeah.
Now, luckily it wasn't. It was actually all right food, but it was just.
Ugh, there's nothing worse.
It was just. Disgusting.
Have you ever projectiled anywhere out of nowhere?
Not out of nowhere, no.
It happened to me out of nowhere in secondary school. I was sitting in geography and I know exactly, Callan Dunley is his name. He was sitting right beside me. And I was absolutely fine, didn't feel the slightest bit sick. And all of a sudden I literally feel like crying. And I vomited on myself. And I was I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I remember our cleaner, the girl in the school, Michelle, I think her name was coming in. And I was like, no, please get out, Michelle. I'll do this myself. And I took all her equipment and cleaned up after myself. But I was just so embarrassed. I don't know where it came from. It was just this random vom.
It's kind of mad that it doesn't happen more often.
I've had it on nights out, like, do you know what I mean? Where I've had too much Guinness.
Well, yeah, fair.
But I remember, I remember.
Points and thrown up on yourself.
Yeah, I love having 9 points. That's it. Ryan Carrick is comedian on Twitter.
Great. Cool.
What was I saying? I remember sitting in Kodiak and I remember like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. I do not. The bathroom in Kodiak is about 7 miles away. Like, it's ages. And I just remember going, and just my whole mouth filling with sick.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've had that feeling before.
Right back down.
Oh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Ah, would you look at that, it's Monday.
Oh, thank God for that. I miss yous.
Oh, guys, it was so long, wasn't it? It's weekend.
There's a bit of silence there. No one responded.
I was kind of like, do I go with joke?
Yeah, I was the same. I was like,
and so you went
sarcastic?
With nothing.
No, I was saying the weekend was so long without you guys.
Yeah.
I kind of went with joke.
Okay,
you know?
Take two on that. Missed you guys.
Missed you too, Dave.
Still a little bit of silence there.
Yeah, I still don't know what to say to that.
It's just not normal that we get this kind of look from him.
No, it's strange.
I'm taking it back.
Still awkward. I've set up a new routine.
Have you now?
Swimming Sundays.
No.
Oh, I'm one of them.
Are you? Out at the Vico?
I was at the Vico last Sunday and yesterday I went to the 40 foot.
Okay, so this is the second week of Swimming Sundays?
Yeah, cool. I'm sounding a bit like Emma now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there every Sunday. I actually think I could go next Sunday, but after that I might stop because then it'd be just too cold.
You just said Swimming Sundays. I thought this was it. You're going to be that person Christmas morning in your guest.
Yeah.
Ah, look, I would, guys, but it is getting cold now out.
Yeah. It is.
I'd be unsafe.
So you're not even a true sea swimmer then?
Well, I've done the last two Sundays anyway.
Okay. Get the wetsuit and the big jacket thing that they put on after.
Dry robe.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be the ultimate yummy mummy.
I know, I would, wouldn't I? Your dream.
Yeah.
Hit music now.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. And you may have noticed if you're with us a few minutes ago.
A familiar laugh.
A familiar, jolly English laugh is back in the room, baby.
I'm back.
How are you, producer
did you miss
Callum?
Me?
We did, actually.
I'll be honest with you, I can't remember how to do my job.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I've been off for 2.5 weeks.
That's okay. We've learned to adapt without you.
So you're basically saying I'm out of a job.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. Welcome back from self-driving cars.
Where were you, Florida?
I was in Florida. I went to Walt Disney World Resort in Florida.
Of course you did. Where else would you go?
Had the time of our lives. The weather was absolutely stunning. Like, it's a point where you walk out of the house or the apartment or the hotel that you're staying in, and within 2 minutes, your head is drenched in sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that doesn't sound so good.
But it's just, compared to this, I know. I'll take this any day.
Yeah. You don't have a scratch of a tan.
Do you not think so? I looked in the mirror the other day and compared to parts of, like, my arm.
Your arm is a bit tough.
In fairness, the studio light, we basically do the show in darkness, so you can't see anything. But no, I did catch a bit of colour.
Sorry.
No burns this year. Very, very...
Wow. That's impressive.
Very few bites.
Did you, what was the story with, did you spend the whole time in Florida in Disney World?
So our hotel was in Disney World. We had 14 nights in Disney World, and the majority of time we spent our days, they have 4 theme parks and a water park there. So we spent most of the time in there. Obviously in Florida as well, they have a lot of these outlet malls, a bit like Kildare Village, but dirt cheap.
Yeah, right, class.
So you do a couple of days in the shops buying a load of like bargain goods. There was one point where I was in the Adidas store and the new Man U kit was in. And it was...
Snapdragon?
In the outlets?
In the outlets. And it was like... everything was reduced, and these shirts were meant to be $100 and they were $30.
Did you get one for Dave?
I was going to get one for Dave. I was going to text him saying, what size do you want?
Oh my God.
But they only had 3XL.
No.
Okay, well that's...
$30.
That was like
that's
a bed sheet.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was unbelievable. I got like a pair of runners that were meant to be like $160 for $40.
Brilliant.
Like you feel like bargains.
Sorry, I feel like you're talking a lot of stuff that's on the ground, because I wanted to know how... the ratio and percentages of times that you were on the ground versus times you were in the air and roller coasters while you're in Florida, because it just seemed like you spent most of your day.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
Shopping's cool and all, but tell me about the roller coasters. What were the best ones? What's the longest you queued? So
I want to know how long you queued for the entire holiday.
If you go on my Instagram, Callum Farmer, that's CALLUM Farmer, you'll see a montage of photos, of on-ride photos, where my girlfriend Jess is smiling in every single picture, and then there's me losing my mind going...
I didn't know your mouth could open that wide.
Yeah. Me neither. Luckily, the time that we went was at the end of August into early September, so all the schools were going back.
Okay.
So literally, when we went 2 years ago, we went in May during like the school holidays,
right.
And queues were probably on average 45 minutes to an hour. I waited in May 2022 was 2 hours for a ride.
The ride's like what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, this time I would say maximum, the longest that we waited for any ride was an hour, and that was like the biggest ride in another theme park in Universal. Probably the best on average, about 20 to 25 minutes for a ride.
That's pretty good.
We did really well
that's
for the
good.
And what did you do to pass the time in the queue? It was boring.
I mean, just chat. Me and Jess made up a game of, do you think this word has been said in this queue before?
Well, I love that.
So it's like
that's a brilliant game.
We were coming up with just random words and like artichoke and things like that.
How many roller coasters do you think you went on the entire holiday?
I would say that we probably got on over like 2 weeks over 100 roller coasters. Not different roller coasters, but we did like
the same ones.
Sometimes the queues were so quiet that we got off a ride, got back in the queue, and went, was on the ride straight
that's
away.
Fantastic.
Again.
That's fantastic. Like, cool. That's quite unheard of, I would say, for Disney. I would just expect you spend most of your day in the queue there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really quiet.
Doesn't sound great, doesn't
it? One big thing that I would really like advise anyone to go to, we did the Halloween party
in
the Magic Kingdom on one of the nights. You have to pay a bit extra because you stay until midnight. Normally the park closes at like 9 and 10 o'clock, so you have to pay a bit of extra. But like there's barely any queues. And my favourite part, if you saw my Instagram story,
we covered it extensively on the show.
There was like 15 different stations in this theme park where you went and took around a little carrier bag and just went trick or treat, and they would fill this bag full of sweets. We brought back 5 kilograms of chocolate.
Oh my
God. Get it into your bag. He's going under the desk.
I put it in my hand luggage. Like, there was no way that was going in the check luggage.
Yeah, dead right.
I have brought back a sack. I haven't bought 5 kilograms, but I've brought the official bag. It says Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Very nice.
So if you want to pass that round the room, I've got a load of American candy.
Were you the oldest people at the party?
Probably the oldest people without kids there. There was so many like families and young kids, and then there was me and Jess standing in the line to meet Winnie the Pooh and Tigger. But do you know what? I don't care. I'm 31 and I'm not a Disney adult, but I'm an adult that likes going to Disney.
Fair enough.
Oh my God, little packs of Starburst that are only 2 per pack. That is the dream.
I got Skittles gummies and I got a bar that just says 3. Congrats.
I tell, try those Skittles gummies right now. You can taste those E numbers.
Really?
This will make you wired at 16 minutes past 7 in the morning.
That's what you want, isn't it? I love that. Okay, well, thank you, Callum.
Like those in the UK now.
Oh, they're nice. Oh, they're really great.
So, honestly, Piglet or whatever served us these. That's a nice little pull, isn't it?
She couldn't name one character. Not one character.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Now, she is a lady that absolutely could have been and was maybe expected to be announced for Super Bowl Halftime Show 2025.
I think she keeps saying no, I'm pretty sure.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
She's probably exhausted as well. She probably wanted to watch her fella playing that night.
Yeah.
Rather than having to work on her own show.
She's probably like, there's no way in hell I'm getting 12 minutes out of all my songs.
Well, yeah, she's
like, I'll only do it if it can be 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Well, big news last night, it was announced that Kendrick Lamar will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2025. And this is cool because he is the first rapper in history to solo headline a Super Bowl halftime show. Do you remember a few years ago?
Dr. Dre and Eminem and Mary J.
They did them all, yeah.
Exactly. This is great news, obviously. I love Kendrick Lamar. This is probably the biggest thing in his career to date, I suppose. Jay-Z talking about this last night, saying, Kendrick is truly a one in a generation artist. As a performer, he's an unparalleled ability to define and influence culture globally. Right, that's all good. But you want to get into some gossip and why this is incredibly juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Please.
So I'm going to bring you back to May. And you know the Kendrick Lamar song, Not Like Us. We're playing it a lot here on Spin at the moment.
They Not Like Us.
They Not Like Us.
It's absolutely huge. And it's been around for a few months for a very particular reason, okay? And this is kind of what loads of serious hip-hop fans want. They want these diss tracks. They want like a lyrical match between two big rappers. And what's happened between Drake and Kendrick Lamar over the last few months is kind of seen as one of the biggest hip-hop battles in recent history, really, right? And just kind of to bring you back on those two, Drake obviously is a massive rapper in his own right as well. I don't need to tell you that. Things were really rosy between them in the early stages of their career. Particularly Drake seemed very much accommodating of Kendrick, bringing him in, opening his shows at the early stage of Kendrick's career, kind of helping him kind of break through.
Oh, interesting. So Kendrick was supporting Drake
very early on.
Oh, I would have said it was the other way around.
Yeah, you'd think so, but Drake did come first. But as time passed by, things got really bitter between the pair. I don't think... It was Kendrick kind of first who started dropping a few things and verses if he was a featured artist about Drake. And then early this summer, it kind of marks the beginning of, as I said, one of these biggest kind of hip-hop feuds in history. And there were a cumulation of diss tracks from the pair between a matter of weeks, okay? And it ended really with Not Like Us,
song. Yeah. There was no beating that.
There was no coming back from that, really. And I think it's really important to say, if you've listened to the uncensored version of Not Like Us, that these diss tracks between rappers, they often include exaggerated truths or lies or unsubstantiated reports.
Proper defamatory stuff, like this.
Totally.
I don't know how they're not getting sued. It's crazy.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's all for dramatic effect. And a lot of it, as I said, doesn't stand on any legs. If you've heard the accusations made in Not Like Us, obviously we're playing the very safe version of that song, you know?
Isn't it mad, though? I would have said that if you were to, you know, put Drake and Kendrick in front of me, and I'd say, and you say one of them is going to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show, I'm sorry, I would say it'd be Drake.
For sure.
I suppose we're not in America, though, and Kendrick Lamar has had the year of his career in America.
Yeah, but I guess Drake has more, like, kind of mainstream tunes.
He does.
That people would know.
Exactly. Yeah, I suppose Humble really was the big Kendrick Lamar one here. They got a lot of radio plays.
I know Humble and I know that one.
All the Stars with SZA, kind of 2018-ish, and obviously this now as well. I understand what you mean, but I think in America it's a different story when it comes to Kendrick Lamar. Anyway, so this all kicked off in March. Lamar was dissing Drake, and then over and back, as I said, across a few weeks, things were getting pretty nasty. After Not Like Us, Drake did come back, but it was very much softening the blow, right? It was much more chilled out, much more like, not I'm sorry, but can this stop now? Because you've just destroyed me kind of thing.
Oh, God.
He said in the song, that's quite lethargic, saying, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I could motivate you.
That was
kind of what was said. That you thought that was it until Kendrick was announced for Super Bowl, because this really is the ultimate diss, because in one of Drake's songs about Kendrick, he said,
big as the Super Bowl, but the difference is it's your two guys playing they did in the studio.
And obviously the internet went wild here. The final nail in the coffin is that in one of the songs Drake was here rapping about the Super Bowl, he didn't get a look in.
No.
And yeah. Kendrick is performing Super Bowl next year. So there you go. Some of the biggest accusations. Lamar was calling Drake predictable, a master manipulator, and a big liar. He repeated a dig that was made by Rick Ross before about Drake having fake abs. He called his parenting skills into question. Mostly he was just saying he just really, really didn't like Drake. One of the songs he says, I hate the way you walk, I hate the way you talk, I hate the way you dress, all this kind of stuff.
Oh my God. If two women were at this, the amount of abuse they'd get, and it's crazy,
it's
like the double standards.
It's a hip hop thing.
Why are they allowed to do it and be cool?
I don't like the way you dress.
You know, it's so immature.
Bring on Super Bowl. I can't wait. You're on Spin. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Spin, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if this is a silly question or whatever, but did you just watch the match on Saturday?
No. I didn't watch it, but I knew it was happening.
Knew it was happening, yeah.
I had, go me.
I had a big blunder on that. I was in the UK with my boyfriend. Over the weekend, and he was like, any news in the match or whatever? And I had just gone to the loo and been dossing on my phone, and one of the lads, Dave Duke, did you see Dave put up an Instagram story?
No.
And it was a mick, right? He was taking the mick. He was like, it'll be 6-0.
Oh, yeah, God.
And then named
that.
All the funny reasons why. So I just glanced at this and flicked through, and I came back down and I was like, yeah, 6-0 to England. And then he was like, 6-0, Jesus. And then it was only later on he was like, where did you see the 6-0 thing? And then the next day I went back flicking through stories. I was like, where did I see? Anyway, I got totally poo graped.
You got poo graped again. Yeah,
because in his description, it was like one of the goal scorers was like Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah.
He was completely taking the mick out of it.
Oh,
I was
honestly.
Like, yeah, 6-0.
It was genuinely, to be honest, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was. I think the worst outcome.
It was terrible.
I think it was the worst outcome. It was only 2-0, right? Yeah. But it was Declan Rice and Jack Grealish who scored for England.
Yeah.
Who have both played in an Irish jersey.
Yeah, that's tough.
Real sick.
It was so, and like, poor Declan. Declan went and scored the goal, right? And then didn't celebrate.
Couldn't,
right?
Sure,
he was kind of like, he was telling the rest of his player, calm down. Don't.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they all come over and hugged him or whatever, but he was like, don't do anything.
I'm going to get lamped with something here.
And then Jack Grealish scored and did the complete opposite.
Oh, no.
Like, he went for it. Now, I understand, like, Declan probably played in an Irish jersey more than Jack has, but I was like, it was a bit much anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were saying online that Declan Rice not celebrating is the wokest thing in the entire world. How would you not celebrate for a country?
I did see as well on Twitter someone saying England fans need to update their insults. So obviously they were shouting really horrible stuff at the Irish. And they said instead you need to say, you can't buy a house.
Yeah.
another one. Fungies at the bottom of the sea.
Oh, wow.
Sally Rooney is overrated.
Too soon.
So funny. I saw lads on those wheelie bike things Stag singing Football's Coming Home on Saturday morning. I was like, get out.
You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Spin's Fully Charged. Recharged.
Spin. And we've got an unbelievable prize to go.
Very cool.
And this isn't one prize at the end of the week. It's every single day. So make sure you're with us every single day this week for your chance to win this. We'll either be giving you a chance to win at this time or after around 9:30. Producer Callum.
You know how I've been on holidays? I just double-checked my email there just to make sure that it wasn't an end-of-week prize.
Yeah, I'm so
paranoid about everything.
It is actually such a big prize to be giving away every single day.
It's every day.
Yeah. We want to help you get back on track with FlyFit. A great time of year for this. Dark evenings, get out into the gym in the evenings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
They got 20 locations nationwide, making it easier than ever to access the gym, and from high rocks to spin, yoga to Pilates, they literally have something for everyone, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so every day this week we're giving away an annual roaming FlyFit membership. It's absolutely class. Dave, we've put you in the gym this morning, and you've been guessing what machine Dave's been on.
I think Connor knows. How are you, Connor?
Morning, guys. Not too bad.
Come here, how was your weekend? Did you do anything exciting or nice?
Not really. We have a little boy, 13 months old, so he had a lot of parties yesterday.
Okay, very nice.
The 13-month-old had parties.
He's very popular already.
Yeah, he's a little popular boy.
I love that.
Loads of mooching around in his bum at different parties, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Happy bleeding days.
Connor, are you into the gym? Yeah. Bit of fitness?
Do you know what? I'm getting married next year, so I need to get into it.
Okay.
Oh, well, listen here.
This is exactly what you need, Connor. We have a full-on annual roaming FlyFit membership. membership up for grabs, and all you got to do is guess what machine I'm about to use. Have a listen again, because I just feel like doing another workout.
Yeah. Here we go again.
And I'm just going to I'm just going a few minutes.
Right, now he's showing off.
Give me a second. Look, I'm just, I do want to show off for Connor. I could one day get married too, you know. So, Connor, I want a machine here, and...
Dave, you're sweating.
I just want to know what you think the machine is.
It's starting to smell.
I think it's a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's
get off.
Jesus, he's
It was a treadmill.
Nice
Connor.
One, Connor. Congratulations.
You've won yourself an annual roaming FlyFit membership.
Brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
That is a good start to a Monday.
That's a really, really good start to a week.
100%.
Have a great day, Connor.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. And if you're like, I want that, give me that. We'll give you another chance to win tomorrow. Just before 9:30, make sure you're with us here on Spin.
Connor's going to be real fitty for his wedding, isn't he?
Yay. Yeah, he will.
Happy days.
I really need to start doing some more of them because I can only do 14 seconds.
You're on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
So nice.
I love it.
Yeah, it's such a gorgeous song. Ed Sheeran and Overpass Graffiti. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I saw actually there was like a TikTok trend or something over the last few weeks whereby people were using his song that goes, I love you till we're 70.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that song?
Perfect.
Is it perfect, yeah? I'll love you till we're 70.
70, okay. Yeah.
So all these TikTok trends, we're doing this thing with this lyric and then as soon as that lyric happens and it's like when you turn 71 and there's people just packing their bags and leaving.
Yeah. Even Ed Sheeran did that himself. When you turn 71, he was holding a finger up.
Oh, that's good.
I bet you're going to want me gone again, but I would just have to fact check you there, Aisling. The song is called Thinking Out Loud.
Brilliant. Oh. Thank you very much.
Nothing gets past
you
me.
You even work for Spin?
Go back to Disneyland.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Celebrate back to college with free delivery on all your favourite brands.
It's actually Walt Disney World that I went to, not Disneyland. Disneyland is in California.
Have the traffic. Can we have the traffic? Coming up on 8, Emily, how are the roads out there at this stage? Morning. Starting.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, welcome to a brand new week. What's the crack?
What's
morning.
What's going on? Good morning. Guys, I did a Spin 103.8 radio show on Saturday on my own.
You cheater, get that. Out. How dare you?
It was crazy.
Are you trying to go out on your own? Is that
No. They, look,
are
just,
you breaking up the band?
I was just helping out a friend. Helping out a friend. That friend being our boss.
Oh, you are such a lick sometimes. That makes me sick.
But anyway, so I had to come in to work on Saturday, right? And I left then after the show and I was driving out of the car park in work. Okay.
Oh, you did the cheeky, because it's Saturday, I'm going to park in the building.
Exactly.
Because Kenny's not in.
Exactly. So our car park in work, it's underneath the, obviously building. Underneath the building. And then when you come out, you're still in a little bit of an alleyway. So you need to obviously drive out of the alleyway and then you're onto like Drury Street or whatever. Do you know what I mean? You're in town. But I came up out of the car park and turned right and like standing there, right next to the car park was two guards, right? Just on their own.
Okay.
Having a pack of potato.
Sharing
a pack of potato.
No, sorry, way. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
And I kind of just like slowly drive past it and they kind of like looked at me real guiltily with a potato in their mouth.
Dad, we've been caught in the alleyway.
In the alleyway, sharing a bag of potato. I was like, shouldn't yous be at work?
They were skiving off down an alleyway to share a
We're going down for a bit of lunch down here.
So cute. Anyway, big weekend. I was in the UK and I was meeting my boyfriend's parents, right? So that was kind of the big... Yeah, that was kind of the big crux of it. And this was due to happen on the Saturday evening, right? And you know, like, I haven't felt nerves like that in a long time.
Really?
I actually was really proper nervous.
Yeah,
about
were
it,
you?
Right? Yeah. I bought a new outfit and all for the occasion. You know, oh, what?
No, but it is a big deal because, like, the first impression
and
all.
Yeah, and if they really don't like you, that's a problem.
And like your personality would be a bit abrasive.
Yeah, it would be a lot now.
I'm not a very nice
person.
It
wouldn't be for everyone, you know.
Yeah, no, very Marmite.
Like if Jack likes you, the likelihood of someone else in his family liking you is very little.
Yeah, right. You've already got one. That's doing well.
You're so mean.
We're joking. You're fabulous.
Thank you, darling.
Nothing to be worried about.
But anyway, in they arrived, and I told you before, I wasn't so worried about the dad or the mom at all because she is from Cork. She's been living there for such a long time. But I was like, immediately, we're going to have a little bond.
Yeah,
I
could like, feel sister. It. Sister!
Yeah. Don't worry, the Irish are here. Yeah.
How we a girl?
Well, girl, what's the crack?
Yeah.
No, it actually did feel like that. You're so right.
Really? Yeah,
and I think she felt that with me as well.
So she's probably delighted he's with an Irish girl.
Oh, loving life, yeah. So that was fine.
This is what I'd imagine like if I brought a Cork home girl to my dad. Do you know what I mean?
He'd
like
be delighted.
He would just be over the moon. I feel like this.
And is that your uncle now? And does he run that
yeah,
shop?
Yeah, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
So
yeah.
I feel like this is Jack's mom is just buzzing your Irish.
My worry then was the dad. I was like, I've no in there. I have a straight in. I'm going to ask her the first question. What age were you when you left West Cork? And I was like, here we go. Laughing. Job done. Sorted. We were in. We were fine. I knew I was doing well, right? And you think I'm right with this interpretation? I was walking to the bar and I said, do you want a glass of water? And she kind of grabbed my hand as I was walking past her, right? And gave it a squeeze.
Oh, very nice.
And I
went,
oh, I got a squeeze. That's really good.
I hear that.
And then
Were you saying that she probably needed a glass of water?
No, she was just drinking water and coffees all night.
Was the squeeze in any way aggressive?
Yeah.
No, it felt quite nice.
Okay.
Very gentle.
You probably just had to be there.
Yeah.
It's, to be honest, from my perspective, it sounds really, really
aggressive. It sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And then I said, do you want a slice of lemon in that? And she gave me a second squeeze. And I met Jack on the way to the toilet. He was walking past and I was at the bar and I was like, I just got a double squeeze off your mom. And he was like, what the hell does that mean? And I was like, I think I'm doing really well here.
Or she's having a fit.
I think the second squeeze is just lemon.
Squeeze of lemon.
Yeah.
Or very, warning. Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Second.
No, I think I want a squeeze of lemon.
Okay. If it was two squeezes, that would have meant lime. Right.
Okay. So yeah. Single squeeze is lemon.
It's a West Cork thing.
Yeah, it must be.
I didn't know. But then I got chatting to the dad. That was all good. But I was like,
any squeezes from him? No.
No squeeze.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Stop it. But then by the end of the night, obviously, I was just waiting for something magic to happen to really go out in a high.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell on my lap. There was a guy in a guitar in the corner doing covers. And some random girl in the pub went, play an Irish song. And his mom looked at me and I looked at his mom and I was like, no way. And then started the intro to Dirty Old Town.
Oh, what a tune.
And she looked at me and I looked at her. And we were on the dance floor.
No.
Just the two of us.
Oh my God.
Giving absolute socks, right? Just the two of us for the entirety of the song. Like she was grabbing my arm, you know, through my arm and we were circling.
Linking
and switching and twirling and all the rest, having a ball. She gave me a hug. Then your man obviously was really enjoying this so much, knew he had two Irish in the place and he got straight into whiskey in the jar. And by that point, the entire pub, and I mean this, came to join us. We started the party in the pub. She's proud as punch. She loves me. Drop me home. Dine to see me next weekend. I am laughing.
Wow.
And you just fixed England.
All in one quick swoop.
No, she was only there for 2 days.
Well done.
I got next the job week, done.
No, I can't even make a joke about that.
Next week she meets the Fockers and that's going to be interesting.
If you were with us last Thursday, you might remember we were chatting about artists' merch and kind of talking about how like merchandise for like singers and stuff has really gotten an upgrade in recent years.
It hasn't. Like some artists don't really do it. They're just like, oh yeah, just put a t-shirt out and put some baggy trousers.
Yeah, fair. But I think like the really, really big ones have like really upped their game. Yeah. Gone are the classic concert t-shirts with all the tour dates on the back.
Yeah.
And in are like proper like fashionable clothes and like cool random miscellaneous items.
I know there's a lot of hype a lot of the time for the posters for the particular city if they're on tour and stuff like that these
days.
Yeah,
they kind of get creative with their posters as well.
Post Malone had like Crocs and stuff like that. So there's cool things like that they're bringing out. Yeah.
So last Thursday I had a look through different like artist websites. Like Sabrina Carpenter had a little espresso cup and saucer.
Yeah, I love that.
Post Malone had a pack of tissues and also a balaclava.
Yeah.
And then you can get like a Lady Gaga jockstrap.
Right, okay.
And things like that like suit their personality and
or even
vibe.
Their era or their album or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So off air we were all kind of having a chat about if we were big music artists with thousands of fans, what merch would we release for us personally? So we've all been having a little think. Would you like to hear my range?
Yes, please.
Okay. On ashlingbonner.com?
Yeah, on ashlingbonner.com. Well, ashlingbonnermusic.com.
Of course.
That would be my music stream.
Mm-hmm.
So
my music stream.
All the t-shirts on my site would have like quite a high neck because that's the way I like to wear t-shirts and not an inch of cleavage because I don't have any. And then all the tracksuit bottoms will be short leg because I'm small.
Yes, okay.
So if you're tall, good luck.
And if you want to show off any bit of cleavage, forget about it. Not going
to
happen.
Go over to emmanolan.com.
Hey! Excuse me!
In a good way!
Why would that not be a good thing?
It's just a sexier site.
Okay.
Also on my website would be an EP of the three comedy raps that I've done on the show.
Yes, yes.
So it would be called Aisling Bonner's Comedy Rap Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
It would include the two St. Bridget raps and the time I rapped as Cardi B's kid.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of writes itself, I would have to have my own range of sweets, Bonner's Bonbons.
Yes.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. I'd have one of those like Chinese waving cats, but it wouldn't be gold. It would be Mr. Plop's colours.
Love it.
That's my cat.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Mm. And then I'd have the breakfast range. Because which kind of works because of, you know, the breakfast show.
Yes.
But also because I love eggs so much, I would have an egg cup holder, but it's like my face in like kind of a wraparound and the hole is my open mouth.
I was hoping that's what would happen.
So the egg goes into my mouth.
Oh, love it.
God.
And then I would also have hash Bonner Browns.
Oh,
brilliant. That's
really
very good.
Good.
Again, some
good.
Of them write themselves.
They
How
do.
About you?
Okay, so I was having a look at like normal things that I do, like hoodies and stuff. You'd have to obviously have a Dave hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to do ready meals, obviously, like Dave ready meals.
Definitely.
Then I was thinking you could do like a Lucky Dip merch, whatever you get on my desk, that's what you get.
That's fun.
Do you know what I mean? Just like whatever. And then I was thinking the ADHD fidget spinners.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Just with my face spinning around constantly.
I thought you were going to say like Xanax or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that would also work.
Hammond cheese toasties.
Oh, very good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't say the same thing that David's written down, board game.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh my God, TM that right now.
Goalkeeper gloves. Why? Dave saves.
Very good.
Yeah.
Dave
and
saves.
Then razors. Dave shaves.
Ah,
excellent.
Very good.
So
very
that
good.
Has to be about rhymes with my name.
That's nice.
I think my merch store would do quite well.
I think so too. I'd be looking very much naturally at bed sheets. I'd be going for very luxurious bed sheets. Mm. You know, I'm a big fan of
what
bed
are going to be on the bed sheets?
They're kind of silky.
Right,
kind of silky and cool. Keep you nice and cool.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
But I'm also, because I've put my first one on for the season, I would be like last week and I'm really enjoying myself. I've a Sherpa fitted sheets, you know, the real cozy ones.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
the proper woolly kind of one.
Yeah. I've gone for it and I'm enjoying it. I would go for a rocking horse for those who miss their horse riding days.
Yeah.
Floor length cardigans. I feel like they are my vibe from now until probably March.
Cool.
I would do some kind of utensil that will finally sort out trying to do your fake tan on your back yourself.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
They would be under my name and people would be...
And that could just be a business in itself.
Is that not a thing?
No, I don't believe so, no.
And people just use the hangers?
Yeah, they do, I guess, yeah. Something I think more robust would be good at this
or
stage.
Or almost pop your shoulder out trying to do it yourself.
Car tires, because I've had so many issues.
Yeah,
I'm thinking a tire repair kit would be good for you.
Yeah, it would actually, yeah. And finally, because I feel like it's right there and it's such a shame I've never gone there. And every time I see them on the roads, I'm like, hey, I'd like a collab with Nolan Transport.
Yes, has to be done.
Just,
how are you going to sell that as merch?
If you're moving house, maybe my face can help you get there.
Okay.
Nolan Transport van.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just buy it.
I could buy one. Yeah, I could, actually.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We were just chatting on the show about if we had merch of our own, if we were famous artists, what we would consider putting on our websites.
Yeah, we all came up with our own merch range. I was telling you that because I love eggs, I'd like to have like an Aisling Bonner egg cup where the hole is like my gaping open mouth and you pop the boiled egg into my mouth.
God, I'd be so nervous if you were sending them out to people. Made me really scared.
I also came up with hash Bonner Browns. Hash Browns themed for me.
Danielle was in touch saying you missed a trick. Aisling should also have jam Bonners for some merch.
Jam Bonners.
Very good.
Problem is you don't eat any ham, but you could just make cheesy jam buns.
Yeah, now with vegetarian bacon.
There's a bit of an awkward thing in the world, and it's when someone is over at your house and you just don't know how to tell them to leave.
Okay,
yeah.
It's not really, maybe it's an Irish thing, I don't know. I'm going to tell you the story, and it genuinely isn't like me or someone you know, it's just happened to a friend of mine. I know people always say that, oh, it's a friend of mine. But a friend of mine had a girl over, right?
Mm.
They haven't seen each other for a while. And basically what he told me was that the girl came over and they watched some TV, they went for a walk, then they came back and he was like about to cook dinner, right? And she stayed there on the couch, just chilling with his housemates coming home from work and things like that.
Mm.
And he was kind of there going, I kind of had the day with her.
Yeah.
Because they both had the day off or something like that. So they both spent basically the whole day together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was making his dinner and he was like, I'm kind of ready to just...
do my own thing.
Chill out now. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and he wasn't like, I'll make dinner for you.
No, like, well, or maybe she'd want dinner. I don't know. But he was just kind of going, okay, I'm going to make dinner. He probably said, can I make anything? I don't know. But she.
That's confusing for her, though, in fairness.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you're half invited. I don't know.
You spent the day together. Do you know what I mean? I just thought it sounded really awkward.
Depends on what stage they're at, I suppose. But I was there going. Relationship.
Yeah, fair. But I think they were only seeing each other, right?
Right.
And I think this was the moment for him that he was like, all right, this is, I can't do this anymore.
I don't feel it.
Because he probably needs someone who gets clues. Do you know what I mean? So if you start doing things like, oh God, I'm so tired. Or I'm just going to make dinner now. Right, that's me for the evening. I'm going to chill out now. And they're not getting the hint to leave. How in God's name are you meant to get someone to leave your house?
It's stressful.
It's such a stressful thing. My mate was freaked. He was there going, he was sweating because my mate's like a pretty polite guy. Like, so he wouldn't be like, time to go now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend, Niall, who's so blunt. He's like, will you leave now?
Well, you see, I would be the same. I feel like I'd be okay, why are you still here? Let's go.
Totally. Time to go. I think I have certain friends where I'd be like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Definitely not to like slight strangers or acquaintances.
Oh, I'm such a people pleaser. I'd probably still be sitting there at 4 a.m. being like, will you please leave?
So that's my question to you. How do you get someone out of your house? But like, I suppose in a polite way, it doesn't really have to be. The answer could be to just go, get out of my house.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to do that.
Yeah, are there any really good ways to kind of drop the hint that's impossible to miss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be tactics. Drop them hints, please.
Can't be misinterpreted in
any
way.
Voice notes are very welcome on this 0877 111 103. How do you get someone to leave your house?
Stressful feeling. You feel trapped.
Really? It's your own gaff.
I think, it is. It's not nice. You feel a bit suffocated, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just wasn't getting any of the hints and he was just like, how do I get this girl to leave my house?
Yeah, you need to pick up. I think we all do, whether it's a friend or even a family member, where it's like, we've had enough of each other's time now. You need to leave, but how do you kind of say that?
And it should be okay to just say, I'm done now.
Yeah, but like,
it's my house.
In the same way that would be okay for you to be like, I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
Do you know me? From your house.
But also, I find as well, I'd much rather be in a situation where I know somebody wants me there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I hate that feeling where you're not sure if you've overstayed your welcome.
Yeah, if you're not sure, get out.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
True.
But I think as well, like I said, I have this friend called Niall who's very sassy. Mm. And I know that if I'm still sitting there, he wants me there. Because as soon as he's had enough, he says, well, I've had enough of you now. I love you, but see you later.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's actually brilliant.
And I give him a hug and I say, great, I'm kind of done with you too. See ya. Joshua, Sunny Boy, what's your advice? How to get someone out of your house?
Yeah, TikTok once, and it was the best way is have a game of truth and dare, and when they pick dare, you just dare them to go home.
That is genius.
It's also a lot of effort just to tell them to go home anyway, but it's very good.
Exactly.
You could also
now
say,
I personally wouldn't do that now because like I'd be afraid to tell people. I'd probably have them there and they'd stay all day.
Yeah.
That's good. You could also use it for truth as well. If you said truth and you go, the truth is I want you to leave.
These are perfect. Thanks for that, Joshua. I love that.
Okay, very good. Nice. We're getting somewhere.
Yeah. I definitely would do the like the I have to be up early in the morning thing if it is getting late, but I guess if it's not that late, you can't use that.
I always think if it's daytime, I got like almost like you need to leave. I've got an appointment. I gotta go.
Yeah. I think I would remember something that I forgot I had to do, and it would be something like, oh my God, I forgot I have a FaceTime with my family at 6.
Yeah.
Or like, I have to ring my mom about something.
Yeah. That's
and it's going to go on a lot. She loves to talk.
Yeah.
You know? Shu was in touch, sent in a voice note.
The quote, my mom needs me, has never failed me yet, and I hope it'll never fail me. I honestly would say, oh my goodness, my mom texted me. She wants me to come over right away. It seems like an emergency, but not that type of emergency where you need to meet the mom today. It is not that day. And honestly, if they don't get their hit after that, after I said I need to go meet my mom, I need to prep and get ready, I'm sorry. It's time to go from 0 to 100. You need to get out.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's good, Jeff.
Okay, we're going with using our parents with little white lines.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, pick up on hints. Do you know what I mean? Like, just be aware of hints. And how would you like someone to basically be like, get out of my house.
My friend used to do this when we were in secondary school. We'd often hang out in her house, and it was great because she, I don't know, maybe the confidence wasn't there as much as maybe now. To be like, please leave. And we all knew that when she was like, I think I'm going to have a nap. Okay, let's go. She's had enough of us now.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
And there's no chance that she was actually having a nap, of course. She was probably just like, oh, thank God, they're gone. I just want to be on my own and dust my phone.
That's so funny. We got an anonymous text in, right? It says, oh my God, new house, friends, a couple came over, brought munchies, sat on a new sofa, eating the munchies, crumbs everywhere. Hours later, still sitting on the new sofa, dinner time came. Husband says, lads, we're heading out to the movies, so see ya. Thanks for visiting. They both jumped in and said, ah, we'll go to...
No!
To the movies. Suddenly we were going to Liffey Valley to see a movie.
No,
oh
no.
My God. Leave people alone.
Oh my God.
As soon as I got a crumb in the new sofa, I'd be like, get out.
Yeah. Oh God.
Pick up the Hoover before you go. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, what's the crack?
Hi.
Hey there.
Friday was such a cracking day weather-wise, wasn't it?
It was
unbelievable.
And Saturday.
It just turned into like an unreal day.
Yeah.
Friday was
really nice. And I was getting myself dressed to go to the airport on Friday, and it was quite grim here in the morning time. So I dressed myself. I actually looked like bloody Wednesday Adams going to the airport.
Oh no.
I had like black docks, black tights, black dress, black belt. And sitting outside.
Oh wow, winter is here.
Yeah, I don't know why. I went for a tight
look. It was really grey in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. And then I was sitting outside in Dublin Airport waiting to fly out and like absolutely sweating. Anyway, point being, I got chatting to these two girls who had just finished their leaving certs, and they were from Cavan, and they were just so excited because they were going to Magaluf on their big holiday. And ever since, I've just been thinking about 6 year holidays. Did you guys go anywhere for that? Have one of those wild weeks?
Yeah.
On like, you know, a strip when you're drinking out of a bucket.
We had a bit of an unconventional one. So at the time, one of my friends was, her whole family were moving to the Netherlands because her dad got a job there, like just after the leaving cert.
Oh, right.
And he had an apartment in The Hague at the time. So she was like, do you want to go to The Hague for a leaving cert holiday? The Hague
is
like the like administrative capital of like thing. There's nothing to do really.
Oh my God. It's like going to Hamburg or
there
something.
There was one nightclub that we went to every night.
Oh my God.
And like, we went into Amsterdam for a few nights and all the rest. But it was very like...
Well, memorable.
Yeah, like,
memorable.
So Ash went to the financial district for her leaving cert holiday.
No beach even. Like,
she went to North Wall Quay essentially.
For like 10 days.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Strange. Oh my God. I think we went to Marbella, but like it was a family one, but our family friends came with us and like they'd be
more... So you didn't go off with all your mates?
No, like, no, didn't do that.
No, 6 year holidays weren't really a thing where I came from, but at the same time, we did all go on a big holiday in around that time. It kind of worked out, but it wasn't like a specific thing.
Yeah.
And we went to Mallorca and oh Jesus, lads. I'll never forget it. If someone got injured, someone was at the local hospital. I don't feel like I missed out. People, no, you didn't.
Like I'm thinking, like
didn't.
The Magaluf and the Zante. Is that a place, Zante or Malia? I'm like actually allergic.
No, I get it. I get it.
Den Haag all the way.
That's the way to do it.
Recharge. Just telling you there that I went to a fancy restaurant at the weekend, and it was a special occasion because it was my boyfriend Alex's birthday.
Yeah, but you knew going into this you were after making a big mistake because you booked the restaurant and then realised there was no prices on the menu.
Oh yes, I remember this. This was last Friday.
I mentioned this last week. Yeah,
you were nervous.
Yeah, because when I went to look it up afterwards, it had the like, you know, the way it gives like a few euro symbols as to how expensive it is, and it had €4 symbols. And
€4 symbols.
I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen that
before.
It's a
mortgage for a house.
Probably only went up to 3. And then I went back to the website and went, I don't remember the prices being that high.
Yeah.
And then realised they're not on the feckin' website, the price at all. Anyway, look, it was expensive, but it wasn't like... Well, yeah, look, I wasn't like...
How much
like,
was the main?
We actually didn't have mains, so we had like small plates and bites, which
couldn't afford
nice. Yeah, the mains were like 30.
Right, okay.
Like, all but right. It is dear, do you know what?
Yeah, it is dear.
But it's a fancy restaurant, though.
Yeah, it was fancy. And look, it was for Alex's birthday, and he would have sort of expensive taste.
Does he, yeah?
Yeah, I roll the eyes in saying that. Like, he does. I have to rein him in a lot. And he loves
man loves a late night McDonald's.
He does. Yeah. But anyway, so I said, I'll pick somewhere nice for us to go. And just a few things about the place. It was delicious. I won't mention it because I'm going to make it sound bad, but it was really good. But I just had to roll my eyes a few times, you know, at the notions. The first thing is that we ordered like small plates and bites. So we probably ordered like 7 dishes. And they did that thing where they just put their hands behind their back and don't write anything down.
No.
I don't like that.
Oh, no, that freaks me out. That's not posh.
I'm not thinking that's impressive. Yeah. I'm instantly anxious you're going to get this all wrong.
Yeah, for
and in fairness, they got it right. But I was like, why are you making them do this?
Yeah.
Bosses.
Do you think the bosses do that deliberately, saying don't?
I felt like it was a bit of a flex.
That's like the same way that, you know, like London black cab drivers have to like learn all of the streets in London before they can drive. And you're like, why are you making them do this?
Everyone has Google Maps.
Yeah, everyone has a phone. Just write it down.
And actually, at one point, they did come back and be like, was it the spuds or the chips you wanted? I'm like, well, I'm not telling you because you didn't write it down. There was an interesting drinks menu. The drinks were all named with the kind of main ingredient. So, for example, I ordered a drink that was just called Apple. And the drink that Alex wanted had a very funny name. And he's like, I don't think I can order that. It's so weird. Like the name. He's like, I don't think I can say it. And I was like, you have to say it.
Yes.
So I did like smile as he said it. Ordering, I'll have the pea skin, please.
Oh my God.
This was a drink called the pea skin.
Pea skin, that sounds awful.
It was so funny and how awkward he was when he ordered it that actually when the girl brought it down, she was too awkward to say the name. She goes, so the apple drink and the... put it down and wouldn't even say pea skin.
Yeah.
Anyway, at the end, Alex went to the bathroom, was like, will you order me a double espresso? And we said we'd order this dessert, right? Called a strawberry and elderflower cruller. What's a cruller?
Cruller.
Thank you.
Never heard
I had
of it.
No idea what a cruller was. I said, cool. Strawberry and elderflower, lovely.
Alex, I would have Googled that, man.
I didn't. I was like, dessert. I knew all the ingredients all sounded good. I was like, grand. So anyway, Alex comes back and the girl drops down his double espresso with, do you know those jars, glass jars with like an orange seal?
Yes.
Have you seen those jars?
Yes.
They clasp shut.
Sure. Oh, yes. People do put their overnight oats in them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, she brings that down and I just look down at it and I just go, and I roll my eyes and Alex goes, what? And I go, the notions serving the dessert in that.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is it? What did you order? And I go, the cruller. I was like, served in the second jar.
Yeah.
I open it up. And he goes, are you serious? He goes, that's the brown sugar. It's just a jar of brown sugar.
Oh my God.
For the coffee. And it was at this point where he was like, do you know what a cruller is? And I was like,
no.
Do you? And he was like, yeah, it's like a donut.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. Anyway, it comes down and we're eating it. And he's like, oh, I love how small this is. And I just go, it was 12 euro.
Just so you're aware.
Yeah.
That was 12 euro.
It was 12 euro. Yeah. So yeah, that's the last fancy restaurant for the rest of the year.
I wouldn't want to go to a fancy restaurant now with Ash. Because when I go to a fancy restaurant, I'm like, right now I'm here. I'm staying here. And I cover up the prices then. I'll just order whatever I want. And then when it comes to the bill, I'll cry a little bit. But like, it's fine. But Ash, to be sitting there going, that's 12 euro. That's 14.50 for that drink. Just
roll my eyes.
It is your birthday and I've spent 12 euro on that donut. Just to make you aware, my birthday is
7 euro for that espresso.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We officially have our Billboard Song of the Summer into the 9th of September now. And I know on the show last week we did talk about TikTok Song of the Summer. We mentioned that briefly. That was Tommy Richmond's $1 Million Baby.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I wouldn't agree with that now.
Of course, but bearing in mind, I suppose TikTok is more what's the most used song on video, which is 15 seconds rather than an actual piece of music, you know? So, Billboard, obviously one of the most reputable, like, magazines and music of all time.
Mm. Yeah.
If they're saying something, you kind of need to listen up as a music fan. So, what do you think they have made, well, in the top 10 list, say, of Song of the Summer? Let's see if our views align with theirs. What are you saying?
I don't want to go for the most obvious straight away, but I this is obvious, but also she's English, so I don't know if it would have made Billboard. How about Apple? So in the top 10, Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX, none of that album featured in the top 10.
What?
Yeah.
No, but Brat Summer.
Brat Summer, Billboard, we're not having
it. Okay, they don't know what they're at.
I need to start going a little bit obvious then. I'm going to say that they said the Song of the Summer was Espresso.
Espresso was number 4.
What?
Ooh.
Oh my God, shook.
Okay, come on, Ash.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Number 9.
Wow.
In the top 10.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck, Babe.
No Sign.
No!
In the top 10.
What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're missing some very obvious ones here, it must be said. But I know what you mean. It is a bit, you'd be a bit shook.
I can't think of any more.
Please.
Please, Please, Please did not feature whatsoever in the top 10.
Because it's kind of newer.
Yeah.
Maybe what about Chapel Roan Hot to Go?
No Chapel Roan.
That's a great
tune. Oh, you said that already.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I Had Some Help by Post Malone.
I Had Some Help came in at number 1. Well done, Dave. Olivia.
Wow.
That was number one. And it's the second time in a year that the a country song has taken the top spot.
Oh, sorry. We just got a text in from our boss. Who is like having an aneurysm. He literally texted, I-H-S-D-S-I-M-E, help. I had some help.
I had some help.
He was just at Morgan Wallen at the weekend.
He was, yeah. That got to number one. And last night, Morgan Wallen topped it with Last Night. Last year. So that's the second year in a row.
He's okay. Bloody doing
it. What about Shaboozy?
What about Shaboozy?
A bar song.
That was at number two. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tips.
Done. We're going full country.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Not in the top 10. Come on, Aisling.
Was there any Taylor in the top 10?
Nope. No Taylor in the top 10.
Wow.
Come on. You're missing
Beyonce,
the big one.
Texas Hold'em.
No sign of Beyonce.
That was ages ago.
Sorry.
Yeah, nothing.
I just hoped.
I don't know. Give us Houdini.
Houdini, no song.
Any Dua Lipa?
No Dua Lipa.
No, sure, she is too English for them.
Well, we just counted down.
Go on.
At 10, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
At 9, we mentioned it, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Yes.
At 8, Teddy Swims, Lose Control.
Oh, good show.
Random.
At 7, our very own Andrew Hosier Byrne with Too Sweet.
Oh, good for him.
I Made a Fatal Error. At number 6, I'm Ready to Be Rinsed by Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please, please.
Yes!
Damn it. Didn't wear my glasses today. At 5, Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby. At 4, Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso. At 3, you missed the obvious one.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
The massive
Chapel Row wasn't on the list, and that was.
This is like the biggest song in America all year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then you mentioned Shaboozy at 2 and Post Malone and Morgan Wallen at 1. So there you go.
I think I did very well.
I want to say, I feel like it really was a summer for the girlos in terms of the female.
I would agree. That list
like,
does not represent.
That is a very male heavy list.
Yes,
no,
it
you're
is.
Actually so right. Yeah. Yeah, like you said.
How many women are on?
Charlie XCX.
No, Chapel Row and Charlie XCX weren't.
That's
on
what
that.
I mean. Like,
so you have Sabrina on that. Who else?
The only other female on that list is
Billie Eilish. That's what I mean. Like those two massive artists.
Yeah, you're so right.
That literally defined the summer.
It was literally a brat summer.
I'm just going to say America's different. And okay. That was the reason why.
Are we going to write a complaint letter to Billboard?
Maybe we should.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
All right, it's time to play That's Not My Name. We usually do it a little bit earlier of a Monday. We're switching things up today. We want you to come on and with no hints or clues, we're going to try and guess your name. We get one guess each. If we guess your name correctly today, we will send you out 22 IMC Cinema Passes.
That's such
a,
I
know it sounds like a random amount, but that is just because it's been rolled over. It's supposed to be 2. We're just really bad at this
That's
game.
How long it's been since we had a winner on this. We've been getting you to send in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us your name. Producer Callum is the only one that has heard them, but we are going to play them out for you listening now with our headphones off.
I think someday what we should do is get a psychic in to play this game and see if they can actually do it.
That's a really
That's
good
That's a
show.
Really good
Let's
idea.
Let's try and organise that.
I think someday we should just listen to the voice note and then guess
No, I prefer that idea.
Speaking of, headphones off for voice note number one.
My name is Siobhan.
Player one, will the cinema passes be gone?
Let's
go. Good morning,
go.
Player one, how are you?
Good morning, I'm super, thank you.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a very good weekend.
Okay, cool. Bright as a button, our
now
player
I
want
to know more, but that's not what
that's
we're
not
allowed
to
do.
That's not what the game is about.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
No, we got to start guessing. So, Emma,
All
make
right.
your guess.
Okay, player one, is your name Rachel?
That is not my name.
Okay, player one, is your name Nicola?
That is not my name.
Player one, is your name Eve?
No, that's not my name.
Oh my God, come on.
Player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Ah, sugar. Sugar me booger.
A classic.
Sorry, Siobhan, have a great day.
See you, Siobhan.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sugar right, me booger. Is that like a pirate term?
I was going to say it sounded quite piratey.
Sugar me booger.
Shiver my timbers and sugar my booger.
Another one. I'm actually going to start using that more to annoy you. Ah, sugar me booger. Right, headphones off for voice note number two.
Okay.
My name is Colin.
Player two, could it be you?
What's the crack, player two?
Sorry, how are you keeping?
Oh, we're good. How are you? How was your weekend?
I was already busy.
Right. Busy. Right.
I'm okay. Straight in here, no messing. Player one, is your name Adam?
That is not my name.
Player two had a busy weekend. Who has a busy weekend? It's Barry.
That is not my name.
Cool.
I was going to do a B as well, but I won't. Player two, is your name Niall?
No way. That is not my name.
God, how dare you? Why?
Niall.
Why did you do that?
You should have seen her eyes.
I want to swear at you. You bleeping bleephead.
Oh my God. Player two, reveal yourself.
My name is Colin.
Oh yes, your name is Niall.
I swear on my life I was going to say Colin.
Oh, but too late now.
I'm fuming.
Why didn't you?
I'm fuming. Damn it.
Oh man.
You have officially ruined Ashling's life. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks a million, guys.
Bye. Good luck, Colin. Bye bye.
Right, talk to you later. This is our final chance. 22 IMC cinema passes sitting there.
A €220 voucher for the cinema.
Wow.
On the line in the next 30 seconds. Someone's going to get that, surely.
Headphones off for voice note number 3.
Okay.
My name is Jade.
Player 3, might it be?
I hate this.
Hello, player 3.
Hi.
Player
3.
How are you? All right?
Good.
How was your weekend?
Yeah,
it was quiet.
Okay,
quiet.
Quiet weekend, I would say. For
what kind of girl had a quiet weekend?
I think I know. I think player three is your name, Sarah.
No, that's not my name.
Player three. I don't know why this is coming to me. It's a bit rogue. Is your name Ruth?
No, that's not my name.
Player three. Is your name Lauren?
That's not my name.
How cool would that have been? Because I said that in a real nonchalant way.
Yeah, player three. Reveal yourself.
My name is Jade.
Your name is Jade.
Oh, so Jade, it was a bit... of my dreams.
That was lovely, Emma.
Really nice. Did you did you appreciate that, Jade? Yeah?
I did.
Oh, good.
Serenaded.
Do you like that song?
I love that song.
I actually do too, but Emma doesn't.
No, it's terrible. It's not charting either. It's not doing very well for her.
And it's up next.
Jade, thank you very much. We've had lots of fun chatting to you. Sorry we couldn't guess your name. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Ah, we didn't get a winner, but we had fun, eh, lads?
Yeah. Isn't that all that matters?
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of annoying.
24 IMC cinema passes to be won next week.
That's ridiculous.
Lads,
that
I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
Honestly, get a psychic in. It's the only way we're going to give these away.
That's fun. I like that idea.
This is back on the show next Monday. Could be at this time. Could be after 7:30. Who knows? Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please on Spin with Emma, David, Ashling.
Please, Please, Please going to have a little moan.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
I think restaurants / open table, I don't know which it is, have gotten way too needy. I was telling you I went out for dinner on Saturday night. Before I'd even gotten to the restaurant, I had gotten 3 emails from them being like, so you definitely coming?
You sure?
You sure you're going to confirm your booking?
Yeah.
And 2 phone calls. They rang me twice to ask me, am I definitely coming? I was like, yes.
What did do you need from me?
Since the I've been, they're like, will you review us?
I know.
Oh my God, I've literally had like 7 correspondents from them.
I feel like as some people who buy stuff, we do so much work for the product.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yeah, totally. I've just given you my money. This is Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Ashling.